The Brian McClanahan Show, episode 319.
It's time to think locally and act locally. Welcome to The Brian McClanahan Show.
Welcome back to The Brian McClanahan Show. Glad to have you back on the program. Very glad to be here. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Brian McClanahan, like my Facebook page at Brian McClanahan, and of course, subscribe to a YouTube page where you can watch this podcast at Brian McClanahan. You can find all those social media accounts on my webpage, brianmcclanahan.com. That's B-R-I-O-N, mcclanahan.com. While you're there, give me an email address. I'll give you a free ebook, Forgotten Founders, and a free audiobook of the same title read by yours truly. You can support the show by going to mcclanahanacademy.com. mcclanahanacademy.com. Always free to enroll. You get a free class when you do enroll, so you want to do that. I give you the best deals on new courses. I've got a new course out right now, The Founding Fathers, timely. We're here in July. It's a timely course. Everything that's going on in American society, you got to get to the heart of why the founders are the greatest generation. I do that in that particular class. And so I've got a sale on that till July 9th. So if you're getting in, give me an email address, check your email. I'll give you the best price at this particular point. So you want that. You want to get on my email list. You can also support the show by going to brianmcclanahan.com. Click on that support tab. You can throw a few pennies my way, help keep the lights on, help keep the podcast going. Get a book plate if you want my autograph of one of my books. My newest book out is Southern Scribblings. Again, timely because everything in the South is under attack, everything in the Southern tradition. So you want that book too. It's available on Amazon, Southern Scribblings. Get it now. It is just an awesome collection of some of the best stuff I've written on the South. So, and you can get your book plate for that and get it signed. So you're going to want to pick that up as well. You can also click on that shop tab. You can get your Brian McClanahan Show logo and all kinds of cool stuff, t-shirts, stickers, wall plates, clocks even. I mean, there's cool stuff there. So you want that. And of course, please share this podcast around on social media. Rate it wherever you get your podcasts. It's a great way to grow the audience to think locally and act locally, and that's what this is all about. All right. So I mentioned at the end of the last podcast, if you got that one, last episode, I was going to try something, and we're going to try this week to see how it goes. If you like it, let me know. If you don't want me to go back to the old format, let me know about that too. We're going to go at least 4 days this week for a podcast, maybe five, but they're just going to be a little shorter. I don't have the time to dedicate to doing 40-minute podcast 5 days a week. But we're going to do a little shorter podcast, at least four, if not 5 days. And so you're going to get me more days a week. I'm going to be around you a little more. And I hope that works. And so send in your show requests because I'm going to need more material. And these will actually allow me to do some different kind of show requests, too, because I don't need to talk as long. I mean, show requests where I can only cover a topic in 10 minutes or 15 minutes is not conducive to the old format. So this new format may allow me to do some more of that. So I'm actually going to start with Donald Trump's July 4 speech at Mount Rushmore, which he chose Mount Rushmore because of all the attacks on monuments across the United States. And so Donald Trump has issued an executive order to create a new public park called the National Garden of American Heroes. Now, this is right up my alley because, of course, in 2012, I wrote the Politically Incorrect Guide to American Heroes. And as I look at the list, there are some people on here that are in that particular book, and then a lot of people who aren't. So I want to talk about this and the list of people that he put in here and why I think this is interesting. What's excluded from the list and what's put in the list and where I think he got the list from, or at least what this means when you look at this list for American conservatism moving forward. What I will first say about this list is this is the neoconservative version of American history. If you look at the particular list, you'll find that there are some people that are conspicuously absent here. Notably, someone like Robert E. Lee, who for a long time was considered an American hero. Even some of the people who are on this list would have considered Robert E. Lee to be an American hero. Of course, there are some big names on the list, and I think that that's without question. In fact, it actually bleeds over into my Founding Fathers course because you've got some of those people on here. But you've got some people on here that are a little bit interesting. So let me go through the list, and this is in alphabetical order. So first and foremost, let me just say this, which actually it pertains to the My Founding Fathers class. You have the Big Six that are going to be included in the National Garden of American Heroes. And the Big Six are George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton, Ben Franklin, John Adams, and James Madison. All six of those individuals are on this particular list. Why? Well, because they're the six best-known members of the founding generation. Though, as I point out in my Founding Fathers class, there are people in that generation that are well worthy of being in a Garden of American Heroes. Now, Trump has said this is not an exhaustive list. They're going to add more. What'll be added will be interesting. We could pick all kinds of people from the founding generation to be in this particular Garden of Heroes. And he wants it to be there by July 4th, 2026. So just 6 years from now, we're going to have this done. Now, it'll be interesting if, you know, this is through executive order. If Joe Biden comes in, if he wins the presidency, is he going to continue this project? Probably not. But he might. So you've got the Big Six in this particular list. I cannot quibble with any of those individuals. I mean, I think that they all are American heroes in their own way. We could have all kinds of members of the founding generation should be in this list, but I'm not going to quibble with that. Then we go down the list. So, of course, this is, again, the neoconservative version of American history. And what I'll say in that is that it wouldn't deviate very much from a list that would be produced by someone on the left. You see, there's not a whole lot of deviation here. There's a couple of people that the left probably wouldn't submit, and even I would say that's a stupid choice on a couple of these individuals. But the left would submit the same people. For the most part, I think that they would have a couple of other different people on here. And I think that some of the people that they would put on here should probably be on here that aren't. I mean, if we're going to start saying, all right, well, these are transformational people in the United States. These are heroes. These are people that are trans, and they need to be here. So Susan B. Anthony. Now, Susan B. Anthony, I mean, look, a neoconservative list. Susan B. Anthony was in no way, she's given credit for women's suffrage. And I can understand that. But I think that there are others that would be more important in that particular way than Susan B. Anthony. And in fact, in my Politically Incorrect Guide to Real American Heroes, I have the anti-hero section. Now, Anthony didn't make that list, but I think that there are some others that would be better representatives of, say, women's rights or women's suffrage. I mean, look, Elizabeth Cady Stanton would be better than Susan B. Anthony. But again, this is, oh, well, who would we pick? Oh, yeah, Susan B. Anthony, because she's on a coin, right? I mean, this is kind of, it's the shallow neoconservative version of American history. But if you're going to go with the Northern woman who was important in women's suffrage, then I would tend more to Elizabeth Cady Stanton than Susan B. Anthony. But again, I mean, she's going to be here, right? Clara Barton, what leftist wouldn't put Clara Barton on a list? When you look at women that, oh yeah, well, we got to have Clara Barton. I mean, this is where you're thinking, I mean, some of these are rather weird, but I mean, when you're thinking of individuals, one that's not, I mean, we started with A and we've already gotten to B. Where's Neil Armstrong, right? Where's Neil Armstrong or Buzz Aldrin? I mean, these two individuals should be on this list because of their importance in space exploration for the United States. I mean, Neil Armstrong is not on the list, but yet Clara Barton is. It's a little bit silly. Daniel Boone. Absolutely, Daniel Boone should be on this list. He's a Southerner, but he's a palatable Southerner. As Clyde Wilson said in a piece he wrote about this, he's an honorary Yankee, right? But Daniel Boone was the quintessential American for years, which is why he should be on this list. and should be included in any list of American heroes. Joshua Chamberlain, certainly. He's in my book on real American heroes. Should be here. I mean, he's an honorable man, but he's a great representation of Union valor during the war, but conspicuously absent from this list are any Confederates whatsoever. For years, Confederate soldiers were considered to be American soldiers in that they're Americans, right? They're not U.S. soldiers, but they're Americans, and Americans across the sections recognized their heroism. You know, Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee were great Americans, but you can't have them. I mean, if Trump, this is where politics is getting involved here, in modern politics, if Trump really wanted to take a stand, he would have said, Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson are going to be on this list. We can scratch off Jefferson Davis, even though Davis was important for the United States in many ways. We can get rid of some of these people but Jackson and Lee were certainly, and even to this day are still studied at West Point, were certainly important American soldiers. Winfield Scott should be on this list. He's not an American soldier. Henry Clay. Neoconservatives love Henry Clay. Why you would put Henry Clay on this list and not Daniel Webster or John C. Calhoun? Clay was, I mean, this is the neoconservative influence, right? I mean, I could see Daniel Webster from the neoconservatives. I could see that. I could see them putting Daniel Webster, but he's not here. But, you know, Henry Clay, continuing down the list, David Crockett certainly should be on the list. One of the great heroes of American history. Frederick Douglass, absolutely. I mean, again, if you're looking at civil rights pioneers, but I mean, why not other anti-slavery advocates like John Brown? I mean, here's a man that died fighting against slavery. Why not John Brown? I mean, okay, so if we're going to have these people, I mean, why Frederick Douglass? Well, because he's an African-American, and so that's going to be, that's to appeal to a certain population. John Brown is white. Why not William Lloyd Garrison? There are no white abolitionists on here, but Frederick Douglass is. I mean, you're never going to see someone like Lysander Spooner, right? Or some of the other abolitionists from the North, but I mean, okay. Amelia Earhart, all right. First woman to fly across, you know, solo across the Atlantic. Why not Charles Lindbergh? He's not on the list. Well, because he's a Nazi, according to the neoconservatives. See, this is their neoconservative list, but Charles Lindbergh is an American hero. Earhart, okay, fine. Here we're trying to create this inclusive list. We're going to put in these people. We're going to leave these people out. Lindbergh should be there before Earhart any day of the week, but because he's not female, he's not going to be there. Benjamin Franklin already mentioned. U.S. Grant. Certainly, Grant, I mean, again, Union soldier, President of the United States. The neoconservatives love Grant now. Fun fact about U.S. Grant, he owned more slaves than Robert E. Lee. So if Robert E. Lee is going to be excluded because he's slavery, well, then so should U.S. Grant. So should, you know, of course, Hamilton, Jefferson, Adams. I mean, look, Hamilton and Adams were not slaveholders, but Hamilton did buy slaves for his family. So, and Adams never said anything against it. Now, his wife did, but he didn't. Why not Abigail Adams? I mean, if you're going to look at feminist leaders. Billy Graham is a curious one. Again, this is the neoconservative influence. Billy Graham, I don't think, should be in a National Garden of American Heroes at all. And that's a joke. So is Antonin Scalia. That's another joke. Both of those are joke choices. But that's, again, the conservatives. Why not Thurgood Marshall? Why not Clarence Thomas? Why Scalia over Clarence Thomas? Because Scalia's dead, right? And Thomas is not. I mean, this is where you get into that. Martin Luther King Jr., okay, certainly is going to be on this list. Abraham Lincoln is going to be on this list. I mean, as much as I can quibble with Lincoln, I mean, look, when you're talking about a National Garden, well, of course, these individuals are going to be there. If you want to look at nationalism itself, then Henry Clay has to be there. I mean, you go back to Henry Clay. Douglas MacArthur, again, I mean, why not Alvin York? I mean, Audie Murphy is here, but Douglas MacArthur? Why not Dwight Eisenhower? If we're going to pick great American generals, why not Winfield Scott? I mean, MacArthur is a curious choice as well. Dolly Madison? Okay. I mean, but you know, there were other important Southern women. But Dolly Madison, again, you're thinking, oh yeah, who are we going to pick? Oh yeah, Dolly Madison. She's got a bakery. Let's put her on there. Krista McAuliffe, another one. What? I mean, come on, why not Neil Armstrong or Buzz Aldrin? Well, Krista McAuliffe, because she blew up in the Space Shuttle Challenger, and so that we got to have an honor for her. I mean, it's just kind of silly. Audie Murphy, you know, very decorated soldier during World War II. I can see that. George Patton. Again, the reputation. Why not Eisenhower, though? Why not Eisenhower? Patton loved the Confederacy, by the way. So, I mean, I'm fine with Patton. I think he's a good choice. Ronald Reagan. Now, again, Ronald Reagan is here, but curiously absent is Franklin Roosevelt. Now, if we're going to go on just popularity of presidents, which is why Reagan would be on this list and ending the Cold War, why not the guy that won, you know, helped win essentially World War II? Why not Harry Truman? I mean, why Ronald Reagan? Well, because the neoconservatives picked this out, and they're going to want Ronald Reagan. Jackie Robinson, again, broke the color barrier in baseball, but why? I mean, we're going to go with you know, great sports heroes. Why not Babe Ruth? You know, why not Ty Cobb? Why not some of these people that are, you know, so important in the game that were an important? But why not Lou Gehrig or, you know, some of these? I mean, so I understand Jackie Robinson because, again, it's PC. This is a PC list. Betsy Ross, you know, great patriot, but why not, you know, some Mercy Otis Warren, for example. I mean, she's a great patriot. Why not her? Well, because nobody knows any. We're going to pick names. Big names, right? Betsy Ross, because we had the controversy with Colin Kaepernick. So, I mean, here we go. Elvis Presley, okay. I mean, Antonin Scalia, I've already said. Frank Sinatra, I mean, come on. An American hero? Frank Sinatra? Give me a break. Harriet Beecher Stowe, there could be better authors than Harriet Beecher Stowe, but Uncle Tom's Cabin is going to put her on this list. That's a joke in a lot of ways. If you want to say that book led to a lot of violence, I mean, should that even be there? Her Uncle Tom's Cabin. Harriet Tubman, again, one of the more overrated figures in American history. A lot of myth around Harriet Tubman, and this is where, you know, a list like this gets involved in that. Booker T. Washington, great American, should be there. George Washington, Orville, Wilbur Wright, again. Why one statue for two guys? But, of course, I know they're tied together. So the funny thing about this to me, of course, is the selection of the individuals. Who's on there and how they chose them? Well, again, it's the neoconservative palatable list. There are some people that shouldn't be here. I'm sure that the left would go bonkers over Billy Graham or Antonin Scalia or even Ronald Reagan. But it shows that the right really wouldn't go bonkers over too many of these other people. I mean, but the left would put them on there as well. So I find this extremely interesting that we have this list. If you want to get my Politically Incorrect Guide to Real American Heroes, I've got a whole bunch in there that would be better than this. I mean, why not Andrew Jackson? Where's Andrew Jackson? A real American hero. We could pick out people all day long that were better and more important than any of these people, or a lot of these people, I should say, on this particular list, in terms of impact on America and why they should be there. So, that's my two cents on this particular topic. Again, we're doing shorter podcasts. So, this is a 20-minute podcast about... And I hope you enjoyed it. We're going to try this for a week. If you like this format, let me know. If you don't, say scrap it, go back to the other. I want longer podcasts. I know one person said they want longer podcasts, but I'm going to try this because I had a couple people say they'd like shorter ones. So we're going to see. If you like it, let me know. If you don't, let me know too. And I'll see you next time on the Brian McClanahan Show.